Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Pazzelli from the 74th Venice International Film Festival, and today we are here in our studio with
Susanna Farrugia,
who is the Maltese ambassador for this year's edition of 28 Times Cinema. Welcome to.
Hi.
So, you are here for 28 Times Cinema, that is a project founded by the European Parliament with the aim of promoting European shared values and cultural diversity through cinema. How did you find out about this?
Well, I had a short course in screenwriting half a year ago, and I met the girl who was the previous year's Maltese ambassador, Sarah Kirkop, who informed me after one of the lectures, like, she told me about this project and said that I would be perfect for it, and I was just ecstatic.
So, have you got a background in this field?
Well, sort of. Sort of like self-made, like reading books, going to short courses as much as I can in my country. We have a few limitations, but hopefully I'll continue as much as I can when I emigrate.
Few limitations. What do you mean about this?
Well, we only have one, sort of film school. It's more of an art. It's called MCOS, an art and media.
So maybe college, more general.
More general. Yeah, it's not particularly towards anything specific to directing or screenwriting. Mm-hmm. It's more of a general filmmaking thing, but it's not.
So specific.
It's not so specific, and you can't really go anywhere with it.
Once you are graduated from the university, okay. And what about the situation of independent cinema in your country?
We're independent, though. Like, we reached it, 62.
So do people usually go to the cinema? How is it advertised? How it is fostered?
Well, it's mostly it's mainly advertised through the internet, of course, through Facebook pages and that, and the radio. But our main cinema that has the most funding is Eden Cinemas. However, I'm representing Spazio Creative, which is our only art house cinema.
Ah, okay.
In our capital city, Valletta, and it's based on a historical building, a historical site, and it's very connected to Maltese history.
Okay. And what do you think about this Venice experience? I mean,
it's amazing.
I can imagine that. Yeah. But what about your role as a judge?
Well, I never felt that my opinion mattered as much as as it does now. Normally, whenever I talk about a film after I watch it, no one particularly cares, or I can't really have a full-on discussion. But, you know, with my other 27 jurors, we talk a lot about this, and we see each other's points of view, and it's just a really nice experience. And sometimes we see each other's opinions and understand them, sometimes we don't, but
this is the beautiful thing of diversity. So
exactly,
yeah.
We get to see what matters to some person because of their culture, and what doesn't matter because of their experience or something like that, you know.
Yeah, also because culture is at the base also in cinema, so probably your opinions, or not probably, but surely your opinions will come from your own experience.
They're framed by your country.
And what do you do during the day here in Venice?
Well, I typically wake up quite early, like 7:30. I try my best to get to whichever film is showing at 8:30, because most of our Venice Day's selections start around midday. So I can get in one film before our selection, watch my selection, watch another film, have a walk around Venice, like have a bit of a break, and then watch more movies.
Okay.
And discuss them in the breaks. We also have workshops. I'm in a film criticism workshop. It's incredibly fun. I really want to discover, like, how to do it professionally as well.
Okay, so you're interested in becoming maybe a film critic.
I mean, primarily I'm very interested in becoming a director / screenwriter, but
okay,
but before that I think it's very good to have a knowledge of what has come before you.
Yeah.
And that can really provide you with a good basis.
So you,
good foundation.
You want to become a director.
Yeah.
And probably you will have a director that you feel is your point of reference.
Mm-hmm. You want to know?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. We're curious.
Wong Kar-wai, the Cantonese film director.
Uh-huh.
He's amazing. He's influenced by Jean-Luc Godard and a lot of European cinema and really brought that to the East. He's amazing. Films like In the Mood for Love and Chongqing Express. And mm-hmm. they're very similar to French New Wave.
Okay. And
Fellini and that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Sue, for having been here with us. And this is Chiara Pazzelli for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.